To Psalms 133. It's one of my favorite scripture passages. It's one of my favorite ones. They're all my favorites. Amen. Behold. Witness something remarkable, extraordinary, right? The psalmist says, how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. And as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. You know, when you look at this, the oil is like the fruit of the Spirit, proof of our union with Christ Jesus, adorning the gospel. Amen? And in other words, he is saying, as that oil flows from the head down to the shoulders, down to the skirts, that brings a blessing, the oil flows, and he's talking about how good and how pleasant it is for us to be together and stay in unity. That's why the adversary is so constantly trying to divide over the simplest little things. Amen. And if men and women would have a revelation and see the devil and his ploys, they wouldn't let those little things, amen, separate them or disunite them from the body of Christ. The first thing we're going to look at is behold the fellowship, the koinonia, the fellowship we have with one another. Amen. And God has connected us all by the Spirit of God. And as we're connected and we're all parts, there's no part that's more important than another part. And we all are valuable to the Father. Amen. So with the fellowship, look with me in Psalms 119. Verse number 63. The psalmist says this, I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. You know, it speaks about brothers and sisters of like faith coming in unity together, coming into fellowship together. Amen? We're all going the same direction. My voice is a little raw tonight because I got loud on Sunday night. I got a little excited when I was speaking on Sunday night, and it kind of lost my voice because I was speaking to different churches and different pastors and bringing the unity in of the body because it's all about Christ Jesus. It's all about him. Christ, the solid rock we stand, all other ground is sinking sand. So we can all come together. If we can come in together in unity, the supernatural could take place just as it did in the day of Pentecost. Amen. The Word of God says there was union in the day of Pentecost. If you look with me in Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 2, verse number 42. The Word of God, we'll start with 41. It says, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. How many have been baptized into Christ Jesus? Raise your hand. I want to see everybody's hand has been baptized. Okay, thank you. I was going to take you up here and bring you up here and dunk you. So if we've all been baptized in Christ Jesus, we're all in union. We were all baptized into his death and resurrection and the baptism, right? So we're in union. He says, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. The same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking bread in prayer. That's what we're doing here tonight. Amen? We're in fellowship together. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Why? Because the body was in union and they had expectation. They were expecting something. I don't know about I know when my wife was giving birth to our children, she went in there expecting to give birth. And I believe every time we gathered together at the house of God, if we would come in with an expecting heart, something would take place. Amen. God will never go past what your expectation is. What did you come expecting tonight besides colorful food? Right? Amen? The Holy Spirit's just being real. You know, because when we come together, we're all together. We've all been baptized in Christ. We're all the same family. And we all are different body parts. We may look different. We may act different. We may be from different backgrounds. But we're all together. And we're in fellowship together with one another. We're in union together because Christ is the one that unites us. Amen? So we're all in union. We're united by the gospel. Look with me in Philippians chapter 1. Verse number 4. We'll start with verse number 3. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. You know, I give thanks for each and every one of you every day. I'm grateful for each and every one of you. Sometimes you might not sense it or you may not feel it, or sometimes I might miss you or skip you, or I might not notice you, accidentally, but I give thanks for every last one. I'm grateful. Always in every prayer of mine for you, all making requests with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. In other words, I don't see you where you're at all the time. I see you where God's taken you. Hello? In other words, the Bible says without vision we perish. So I catch a vision for you and total liberty and total freedom and being blessed and walking in the blessing of the Lord. And then I can prophesy and I can call those things forth. I can speak those things into the airways. And the Bible says his word will not return unto him void. It'll accomplish what he sent it to do. So as I speak that word forth, it accomplishes something. So I'm confident of this very thing, Marty, that he that would begin a good work in you is faithful to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You too, Daphne, I'm confident in you. Amen? Sonia? Amen. He that's begun a good work in you is faithful to see it through to completion. Amen? So I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at the fellowship, and we see in this fellowship what the adversary would want us to look at is what we are differently, the differences in us. Maybe the way we dress. Maybe our background. Red, yellow, black, and white, they're all precious to his sight. Jesus loves all the children of the world. There's no color in the kingdom. Matter of fact, God's colorblind. Amen? Amen? He sees us all the same. Amen? And he's telling you and I, as we're in this and we're walking in this together, that we're in the light. We're not in darkness. And 1 John chapter 1. Verse 5 says, This is the message which we have heard from him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. In other words, when we were baptized in Christ Jesus, we came into fellowship with the Father through the Son. And we're not only in fellowship with one another, but our fellowship is with him. Amen? So fellowship here, you see a picture of a cross. Heaven to earth to each other. It represents the cross. And that's what he's saying. That we're walking together with him. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. The koinonia. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen? Amen? So what he is saying to us tonight is, oh, how good and pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. That first, that we behold the fellowship, the koinonia, that we're connected to one another. Amen? Then he says also in the word is behold the unity that we have with one another. Look with me in Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. First Corinthians chapter 1. I knew it had C. It was up there, wasn't it? And y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. Verse number 10. Oh, I can bring all kinds of stuff in if you want it. 1 Corinthians chapter. Don't you like when Jonathan's like this? Yeah, he's just a lumber man. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, he says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, and that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. Boy, that's a really hard scripture, isn't it? Now, we're all flowing and we're to be saying the same thing, going in the same direction. And we all got individual personalities and individual intents and plans and so forth. And the Lord says to us in his word that you all speak the same thing. There's no divisions. And we're perfectly joined together in with the same mind, the same spirit. You know, and I look at that and I say, well, that's impossible, but it's not. Because we're joined together in Christ by the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is perfect. And the perfect one is inside of you. And if you're relying on the one that's inside of you, it's no problem uniting with brothers and sisters in Christ. If you look outside and you're using the spirit of your mind, it may be different. But we're looking at the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? Amen? In other words, that we can be perfectly joined together. And if we're allowing the Spirit to flow amongst us and we're being filled with the Spirit and let the Spirit guide us and direct us, we're saying the same thing. We're going in the same direction because we're all connected in Christ Jesus. Amen? So we might have a different opinion on philosophy or theology or whatever, but what the Lord's saying is here is we can walk together in unity. Amen? And that's what makes the body of Christ different from the world. The world really can't walk in unity. They can fake it and try to fake it till they make it. But we serve the real deal. God's the real deal. Amen? Are you with me? Amen? So as we're walking together in this, we can walk in peace. And 2 Corinthians chapter 13... this is a Bible study, right? So we're going in the Bible, okay? Amen. And 2 Corinthians 13:11, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, finally, brethren, farewell, be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Amen. In other words, he's telling us that we can do all things through Christ Jesus. If we say that, oh, I can do all things to Christ, but then some kind of little statement or something disrupts me and throws me off of course because somebody looked at me wrong or somebody said something I didn't like, and all of a sudden that just shipwrecks me. I was depending on me and not the Spirit of God. Amen? Because my Bible and your Bible says if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, he quickens our mortal body by the Spirit that lives in us. In other words, he changes our minds and our thoughts. We think on the things of the Lord. He says, whatever things are pure, whatever things are holy, whatever things are a good report, think on these things. Amen? And in other words, we can choose the way we direct our thought life even. Amen? Are you with me? He says that we're unified in the Spirit. So if you look with me in Ephesians chapter 4, we're in unity of the Spirit. Verse number 1 says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, the Apostle Paul speaking, beseech you that you walk worthy of your vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love. In other words, putting up with one another, tolerating with one another, tolerating one another. Amen? Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. What you got? Amen? Amen? So he's shown us here that how we can do this, how we can be in fellowship with one another, how we can walk in unity with one another, because we have the Spirit of God. Amen? And we allow the Spirit to connect us. That Spirit joins us together in unity. Amen? I'm so grateful for the Holy Spirit. That's what I put on Facebook this morning. I said, I'm thankful for my helper, the Holy Spirit. He's my very present help in a time of need. Thank you, Jesus. Amen? Amen? And so when something comes in to try to divide or separate, you have to recognize who the author of that is. Amen? God doesn't call us to be separated or divided. And we're not only united, we're united in this house together as a body, but it goes on two levels. We're also connected to the body of Christ worldwide. Amen? And the Lord was speaking to me this morning about this also. What he was speaking to me about, I was listening to Lonnie Hilton speak, and I'm going to do this study here in a couple weeks that Lonnie did. I'm going to play it because it's really powerful. Lonnie Hilton is the vice president of FCF. And when I was listening to Lonnie, and he said, stop looking at the size of your church as the number of people that are in the service, because everyone in your service has a connection with at least 20 other people. So it's not about just who's in your service, it's who you can impact with the love of God outside of the body of Christ. They're not coming to church during church to do that, right? Okay, because I just see a truck out there, that's why I was just wondering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just want to make sure that's what it is. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Where were we? Now we're looking at in compassion and love for one another. In 1 Peter chapter 3. Yeah, I think it was at 7:30. Huh?
Just tell us where you are. We can get them.
You know, show where they're at.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's all good. Behold the blessing, the blessing. And Psalms, go back to the 133. Verse number 3, he says, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. God has an order of things, and he gave us an order how to operate in the moving the blessings of God. And you move in the favor of God by following his instructions. Amen? He gives us instructions what to do. If you're having a problem with your finances, follow the financial instructions in the Bible. He doesn't go outside of his word. In other words, he isn't saying, you go around this and I'm going to bless you, but I want you to do it and I'm going to bless you. He would say, you can skip this and I'm going to bless you anyway, but you do this and I'll... No, God isn't like that, because he would be double-minded. If you truly want to operate in the blessings of God, follow the blessings that God called us to do. Amen? He says, give it, it shall be given back to you. Good measure. He says, don't forsake the Malachi 3. Bring all your tithes into the storehouse. Amen? And then you get a blessing. What's blessed? Your money. Your money. My money's blessed. Amen? My money's blessed. If I have a dollar, my dollar's $10. In other words, my dollar's worth $10. It'll spend for 10. Amen? And then somebody says, well, Pastor, I don't understand why I don't have this and I don't have that. Well, let me go there 1 minute because I need to do it for your benefit, not for my benefit, because I already take advantage of it. He says in Malachi chapter 3, verse number 8, will a man rob God? Yet you rob me, but you say, wherein have I robbed thee? And tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen? We're talking about behold the blessing. Behold the blessing. If your money, if you're having financial problems, I hear this all the time. When I get more money, I'll do it. And God says, do it, you'll get more money. You know? Amen? This wasn't a tithe message, but the Holy Spirit said to do it. And I just have to be faithful, right? Are you with me? Turn me to Psalm 68. Looking at the blessing. Verse 19. I love this. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. I like his benefit package. You talk about having a benefit package? Boy, we got some really good fringe benefits as children of God.
We do.
Hallelujah.
Our heart goes a peeling snow.
That's right. Praise God. Amen. You talk about a good benefit package. Oh, what a great retirement plan we have. Okay, I think it's cool. Look with me in verse number, in righteousness, look with me in Psalms 24. I think it's kind of interesting because when you speak about money, people always think you're trying to get something from them. And the truth about God's word, we're not trying to get something from you. We're trying to get something to you. Amen? Amen? Because God doesn't go out of his word. He said that's the way we're blessed, right? Amen? And Psalms 24, verse number 5, he says, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. All right? And when I look at that, and I'm looking at the blessing, I look at sometimes it's bountiful blessing. Amen? And in Proverbs chapter 10, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable. Verse 22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Amen? Okay, again, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Amen? And this is all in Christ. So look with me in Ephesians chapter 1. Spiritual blessings. Verse number 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings and heavenly places in Christ, according as he have chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. In other words, what the Father is saying to you and I is simply this, except we're blessed to be a blessing. Amen? In Hebrews chapter 10, verse number, that's not the one I'm going to, but that's one you have in your thing. Verse 24. He says, and let us consider one another and provoke unto love and to good works. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. You know, I believe what the Father is saying to us simply tonight is, hey, behold how good and how pleasant it is for us to dwell together in unity. And there's an anointing that'll flow as we flow together. Amen? We're to be in fellowship, we're to be in unity, and behold his blessing. I don't know about you, man, but sometimes I just feel too blessed. Amen? You know, I'm blessed because of you. Amen? You're awesome. I love you. I love you. Each of you are unique. Some of you I need to sneak up on. Unique up on. Unique up on. Unique. Corny. Amen? So what is Father saying to us? He's saying he wants us to flow together in unity. He wants us to put our hands to the plow together. Amen? We're all in this together. Amen? God's getting ready to do some things, and he's speaking to my heart. He said, you know, so many times in our mind said, we're waiting for something to come. And the Father said, no, you need to go out and get it. Amen? Sometimes we're sitting there waiting and praying. We're waiting for something. And the Lord says, well, get up and go get it. Amen? It's out there. Just go get it. Amen? So can we all stand up tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, we're so grateful for your love and your mercy and grace. We're so grateful for your Son, Jesus Christ, that purchased our salvation, Father God, and ascended to heaven and sent the Spirit to seal us, Father God, not only to seal us, Father, but to unite us together. So, Father God, I pray, Father God, that we'll be closer than we ever were before, Father God. Every hindrance the adversary has tried to form, no weapon formed against this body will prosper. And every tongue that rises up against this body, we will condemn. Not condemn the person, but condemn the words. because united we stand, divided we fall. So, Father, we praise you, we give you glory, and we thank you, Father God, that you chose us for such a time as now. You called us here, Father God. We didn't just come here. Before the very formation of this universe, you called us for to be in this house and to do what you called us to do. So, Father God, may we let the gifts that are in us start flowing and operating, and may we put our hands to the plow and get busy for your kingdom, and we'll never cease to give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless the food.